I'm Sermon, and I'm a grateful, recovering, very tired addict. You know, I was thinking about this topic coming over here. I got down here Thursday. I've been running around, and I've been doing a lot of service work since I got here, and thinking about this topic, and I just said I'm going to keep it real, real simple. Thinking about what color is clean is real, real simple. Like she said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I ain't smoking no motherfucking crack. You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I ain't got my eyeballs stuck to a peephole. Right? I mean, and I'm just keeping it real, right? You know, I would like to say my drug of choice is Hiram, but my drug of choice is anything, everything, and more that would help me escape me. And I'm talking about crack because I'm a heroin addict, but it was many mornings at 2 o'clock in the mornings, I would smoke crack, and I had no dope to come down on, and I would hide in the closet, or I would hide under the bed, or I was thinking somebody was watching me across the street from the next apartment building. Geeking, you know, so that's kind of like where I'm at right now, and I thank God today that I'm not living like that, you know, and I don't want to offend nobody in my sharing. I don't want to never offend no one in my sharing. If you're atheist or you're agnostic in here, I don't want to offend you either. Because the only requirement for membership in this program is a desire to stop using. You can believe in what you want to believe in. But for me, I just want to say that I want to thank God for being God. When I reflect back on what I've been through and what He brought me through. Because the liturgy says that, you know, on page 56, it says that for anyone who wants our way of life, we share our experience, our strength, and our hope instead of preaching and judging. If sharing the experience of our pain, listen, if sharing the experience of our pain helped just one person, it was worth the suffering. You know, I never, ever, ever in my life, long as I live, want to wake up ill again. I will never, ever, ever, ever in my life want to wake up wondering where I'm going to get me a shot of dope at. You know, And in my addiction, y'all, I was living in a rooming house. I'm from Washington, D.C. I was living in a rooming house on 49th and Nanny Helen Burroughs. I looked like death. I smelled like death. I had a friend of mine that used to stutter. And he used to always tell me, why don't you go out there to one of those military cemeteries and put a sign around your neck and stay stepped on a landmine over in a rock. You know, and I need to talk about that, you know, because when I was living like that, I never forget, man. I'm just feeling that, you know, because it said, if the pain, our pain, you know, I don't never, ever, 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 ever want to wake up ill again. I just don't. I don't want to never wake up spitting up because I can't go to bed till it's all gone. You know, I put it in the drawer with the tents that I'm going to wake up on a shot in the morning. You know. But, you know, something keep calling me. And I pinch on it, and I pinch on it, and I pinch on it. And then when it's all gone, I fall asleep. Knowing I ain't got no money, no cop money in the morning. You know, I don't want to never wake up ill again. You know, and in my addiction, man, I was living in this rooming house on 49th and Nana Helen Burroughs, and I told y'all how I look. I look like death. I smell like death. I had open wounds all over my body, y'all. From my legs to my ass to my arm, I had open wounds all over my body. And 9 times out of 10, these open wounds, y'all, because, you know, they got a high works in the street. You know, we got a high works in here. They got a high works in the street. And they told me that if I just let flies blow on these open wounds, then the magnets would come and eat up the pus and the poison and the fluid. And that way I won't miss the tester when they was giving it out 7 o'clock in the morning on one of them scripts, y'all. And I keep saying, you know, because, you know, even what color is clean, you know, I keep saying this because, man, I just want to thank God. I want to thank, you know, because, you know, what color is clean. If you clean and you not happy, something is wrong. You know, because this program is about the joy of living. You know, because I've never been afraid to die, but I always been afraid to live. You know, and going back to this rooming house, I would wake up in the morning, and the first thing I would do, I'm talking about me, y'all, the first thing I would do, I would cuss God out for waking me up. I dare you wake me up and I don't want to wake up. I dare you wake me up and I don't want to wake up. Because the nightmare never happened while I was asleep. The nightmare always happened when I woke up. And I wake up and I cuss God out. And y'all know what's going on 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. The birds are singing. And I cuss their ass out too. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You know. And I cuss God out. I cuss the birds out. And I cussed the daybreak out. You know, I felt like Dracula, you know, like the daybreak was just killing me. You know, because I wanted to sleep, because the nightmare was happening when I woke up. And that would happen, you know, and that would went on, man. And I can remember, you know, I would leave out this rooming house on my way to the script. And I'm just getting in touch with this pain, man. And I was on my way to the scrimp, it's a blessing to wake up today. You know, we down here in Ocean City, and you wake up in the morning. I woke up this morning, and I was just looking at the beach and the water coming in. And, you know, it's just amazing how beautiful life is today when you don't wake up ill. Or you haven't been up all night geeking, you know, looking for shit that ain't there. I smoked a lot of dry paint and lint balls, whatever was white. Rice was my favorite friend, right? So I could put the rice in the pan down and cook it and eat it and not think it's, you know, some crumbs that I dropped on the floor. You know, so... You know, I just don't know, never live like that no more, y'all. You know, and I want to help somebody in here. Because I know it's somebody in here that need to hear what I'm saying today. I know it's somebody in here, you know, because I'm one of them people to believe that. You know, I always ask God to never let me forget my story because, you know, the greatest story I could tell is Narcotics Anonymous is my story. You know, and what I realized through my struggles is that I had to go through what I had to go through to have no doubt in God or the disease. I had to go through it. You know, and one more time, leaving out this rooming house, you know, right across the street from me was Washington and Son's funeral home. And y'all, you know, and this funeral home, right, when I was using, because I just told y'all, I never been afraid to die. That was my dilemma. My dilemma was, I was always afraid to live. And I can remember walking past this funeral home, and I'm thinking, God, I'm doing everything that I could do to get in the casket, but you won't let me get in the casket. I'm doing everything I possibly know how to do to get in the casket. I don't know at this time that he's trying to use me for something. You know, and I would walk past this funeral home, y'all, and I would despise the corpse. As a funeral was going on, I would despise the corpse that was in the casket. I would despise them. Because they did not have to go through that self-inflicted ass-whipping, right, that I had to go through in trying to find ways and means of getting one. How can I get one today? They ain't had to go through that. And you know, and I always say that, you know, what color is clean? I always say, it's my belief that all of us in here got into Narcotics Anonymous the same way. What do you mean we got here the same thing? You know, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. See, I always had a desire in my heart. The nearest place to meet God is in the heart, y'all. I always had a desire in my heart to want to stop, but I could not stop. I always had a desire to want to stop and couldn't stop. And I know at some point in the process, I know all of us at some point in time out there, all of us said the same thing. Now, if you did not say this, just raise your hand. I know all of us in here, when we was doing what we was doing, at some point in this process said, God, help me. I didn't come from this. What the hell is wrong with me? Man, I love this book. I did not know. I didn't know that I had a disease. Now, what the hell was wrong with me? I didn't know that I had a disease, y'all, because I was in this rooming house. I looked like I stepped on a landmine. I'm HIV positive. My drawers, y'all, I used to go in my groin. So my drawers is all dry blood. Y'all ever smell dry blood? You know what a dead corpse smell like? That's how I smell walking around. So I always say, God, help me. So when you pray and you ask God for help, listen, because some of y'all go to meetings and y'all put a paper on the secretary's desk and thinking the corpse send y'all ass there. When you pray and you ask God for help, you cannot pick and choose where the help come from when God send the help. If you are in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, listen, if you are in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, what you need to know that God has answered your prayer. I thank God for its first tradition. Because understand the first tradition, I understand I'm just a small part of a great whole. What do you mean? Are you a small part of a great whole? I'm a small part of a great whole. I'm a small part of people that God had grace and mercy on. So I wanted to stop and I couldn't stop. And what happened was the help came in the form of handcuffs. You know, the dude say, man, I'm ill. The dude say, bring me 5 cells. I bring him 5 cells. He said, I told you, bring me 6 cells. The 6th cell, it was an informant. I didn't give a damn as he had on a uniform. That's how ill I was. Fuck, he could have FBI on the bag. I'm ill. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to stop from spitting up. I won't never be ill again. So they locked me up. I thank God for my man over there. Because they locked me up, and what happened was this. When they locked me up, y'all, it was the first time that in my life in going to jail, because going to jail for me was like, you know, going from hell to heaven. Because I was always living better in jail than I was on the street. I'm talking about my story. I was always living better in jail than I was on the street, but it was different this time. It was the first time that I ever went to jail that I felt that concrete in that iron. And I said, I can't do this no more. It wasn't the fact that I was HIV positive. It wasn't the fact that I had open wounds all over my body. It wasn't the fact that I burnt every bridge that I crossed and trying to find ways and means to get more. It was a spiritual hit. It was, I can't do this shit no more. So I'm in jail. They send me to a place. Is any of y'all here from North Carolina? They send me to a goddamn place I didn't even know was on the map. I know it's on the map now. It's called Winton, North Carolina. The institution was Rivers Correctional Institution. Rivers. First time I ever went to jail and dudes was not getting, they was not dying from getting stabbed, or they wasn't dying for getting stabbed over a fiend book, or not, they wasn't dying for getting stabbed for fucking with the one-eyed monster. Any of y'all know who've been to jail, y'all know what the one-eyed monster is. I dare you turn that channel. They was dying because they couldn't get proper medical treatment. The doctor, he didn't know nothing about no HIV positive open wounds. All thing he knew about was horse balls and spider bites. They called him Dr. Kevorkian. Melvin was down there with me. He know I ain't lying. I don't want to die like this. And listen, man. The best hit they got going on in Rivers was every Friday. Because this letter just say, man, this letter just say, because some of y'all say you don't count your clean time. That's bullshit. If you in jail. I went to jail and got six consecutive 1 year hits for dirty urines in jail. I'm a dope fiend. If you told me dope was on the moon, I was going to try to find a way to get up there and get me some. You know what I'm saying? So I'm down there in Rivers, man, and they're dying, and, you know, and I went to Narcotics Anonymous early Friday. Because that was my only way out. That was the only freedom, to go there all day long, go to meetings and just share. And they were like, Sherman, you know you're locked up. You can't be in here talking about the warden like that. You can't be in here talking about the doctor like that. You can't even be in here talking about how they feeding food like that. Fuck them. That's Narcotics Anonymous. I leave out Narcotics Anonymous, the police come get me and take me to the hole. I flood the hole. They let me out. I told the sergeant that run the hole one time, I say, I'm getting ready to come back. He said, please don't come back in there. I'm the only person, no, they put out the hole. They send you the hole and get time. They put me out the hole. So what happened was, you know what happened was, and I'm bringing this on because I want to open this meeting up. I do, you know, but I want to share something, you know. What happened was I got out. See, I got a disease right there. Even though I had ended the relationship with the disease, the disease ain't in the relationship with me. That's why it's a just for today program. I got a disease that if I try to deal with tomorrow, I will get high today. I'm trying to end a relationship with the disease, because when they let me out, I'm saying I ain't getting high no more. But when they let me out and the lieutenant gave me that $60, my stomach started flipping. On the way to D.C., my stomach started flipping, my mouth getting watered, because I know when I get off the bus, I'm going to the script before I go to the halfway house with my man at over that whole village, and I'm going to get me a bag of dope. And I'm saying, God, don't let me use when I get to the bus station in D.C. before I go to Hope Village halfway house. God, don't let me use. I'm praying all the way up the highway. And I get off the bus and I see this dude, I love playing chess, and I see this dude that I used to play chess with in the rec yard down there in the federal facility. He went home 3 weeks before I did, and I saw him at the bus station, and the dude looked like he had been on the streets for 10 years. In 3 weeks, God was saying, you know, as you shoot some dough, you know you're going to look like that in 2 weeks. So I go to my grandmother's. I go into my grandma, I'm looking for my grandmother. My uncle is laying in her bed, but I'm looking at, I seem like I'm looking at all skeletons. Where's his flesh at? I don't see nothing but skeletons. And it's like God saying, you know, as you smoke some crack, you're going to look like that in a week. Then when I get the whole village, y'all, I get to the halfway house where my man was at, and four dudes walked up to me and they say, where that white man went at? I said, what white man? I said, he went down there. I said, who is he? They say, he the piss man. Now, if I piss in a cup, I ain't coming back for the results. I ain't got to worry about the piss man. Fuck it. I know the cup is dirty. I ain't coming back. You catch me when you catch me. So what happened, man, you know, this is a simple program. This book says simplicity is the key, y'all. Because I'm getting ready to tell y'all the most, you know, the topic is what color is clean. I'm getting ready to tell y'all the most profound thing I ever heard in Narcotics Anonymous. The most profound thing I ever heard in here. People be here and they be sharing some deep shit. But the deepest thing I ever heard was this. Listen, y'all. I was in the halfway house. They told me that you can't go to no meetings. You can't go to no meetings. This is about getting a job. But I'm saying I'm an addict. Fuck a job. A job ain't my problem. So I can't go to no meetings, but I'm an addict. So if I wake up and I ain't got no money, ain't we going to get high all day long? So I'm an addict. So when I woke up and said, okay, I'm going to look for a job. I got that destination sheet, and I went out, and I went to a meeting all day long and went back to the halfway house like I had went looking for a job. Got the people down there at the secretary desk to sign the destination sheet saying I've been out looking for a job. And the most profound thing I heard, y'all, listen, y'all, the most profound thing I ever heard, because I went in there and I shared about how the woman ain't want me no more. And the most profound thing I heard was they told me, don't shoot no dope. What color is clean, y'all? Don't shoot no dope and keep coming back. I went in there and I shared, Matthews, I shared about I'm HIV positive and I got open wounds all over my body. And they told me, don't shoot no crack cocaine and vinegar in your groin and keep coming back. I went in there and I shared about, because when my mother would let me in her house, she'd turn on the alarm. So when you get ready to go downstairs, the alarm would go off. And I would have to run back to the room and say, well, you must got mice in here or something. They made the alarm go off, right? So I went in the meeting and I shared about how I ain't have nowhere to go when I leave the halfway house. And they told me, don't smoke no boat and keep coming back. I went in there and I said, see, because this disease, y'all, I'm trying to end a relationship with them. I got a disease that knows me better than I know myself. Right? So every time I get rid of one issue, here come another issue. Right? So I went back to the halfway house. I went back to the meeting. And then next thing I know, the clothes became an issue and the job became an issue and all those other things became an issue. And I went to the meeting and I shared about it and they told me, don't drink no meth. Don't drop no Oxycontin. Don't take no Catapress. Don't take no Fin. Right? Don't go get you no 16-ounce Red Bull. Don't go get no 16-ounce Saint Ives, right? And keep coming back. Now, I'm one of them. Anybody know me? The book said simplicity is the key, but it's never simplicity with me. It got to be more than that. It got to be bigger than that. And I was talking to somebody, and they say, when y'all gonna tell me something different, right? And they told me, don't get high, and keep coming back. Right. They ain't even tell me to get a sponsor yet. They said, let the group sponsor you right now. Right. Don't even worry about that. All of us are your sponsors. You just don't get high and keep coming back. Right. And I ain't get high, and I kept coming back, right? Now let me say this, right, because sometimes, right, we can come in here and, you know, I like nice things. I like this shit. But if I get high, check, right, it'll go for a half a bag of dope. It'll go for some crumbs, right? So I need to share this, right, because sometimes, right, you get up here and you get caught up in all that other stuff, right, and you can miss the real blessing that God has blessed you with, right, as a result of keep not getting high, right, and keep coming back. Now, I don't know what day it happened. I don't know what hour it happened. I don't know what time it happened. But the book say that, you know, only thing we ask our members is that they have this desire. They say without it you are doomed, but with it miracles will happen, right? That would the literature say, the third tradition in this book, right? And as a result of not getting high and keep coming back, the miracle happened, y'all. The miracle was this. One day I woke up. What time, what hour, or whatever happened, I woke up and I no longer had an obsession and a compulsion to go get me 3 for $25 and some Coke to go on it. That was the blessing, right? And as a result, y'all, see, because the book also say lost dreams do awaken. What color is clean? I came in here with 4 teeth, y'all. Y'all can see I got a pretty set. A pretty set. Couldn't wait to eat a Snicker bar. Lord, they say you're going to be long time. Grab a Snicker. Try eating one on 4 teeth. Right? You know what I'm saying? I came in. I got me some teeth.
I did too.
You did too, Matthew? Got me some teeth. Right? Went back to school. Right? Got my high school diploma. Right? You know what I'm saying? In college now. You know what I'm saying? My mama wouldn't let me in. I'm down there on the waterfront now. I'm down there on the waterfront with them whiteys. I'm like, you know, they walk their little poodles and shit. I'm like, damn, can I get in y'all dog club? You know what I'm saying, man, you know what color is? Like I say, man, you know, a lot of times people be coming in here with that drama, and I get so mad sometimes because, I don't know, but I'm just sharing my story. My worst day in recovery, and don't ever get this twisted, my worst day in recovery cannot compare to my worst day when I was waking up spitting up, wondering where I was going to get me a shot of dope. It can't compare. I don't give a damn what you say. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I get in one of those situations, see, because it's about having some faith in that God, right? Whenever I get in one of them situations, I think about what he brought me through. And when I realize what he brought me through, what's going on today can't even fucking compare, right? Because I know that if he had me then, why don't I believe he got me now? Where's your faith at? You know what I'm saying? I love this book, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It said, if you are an addict and have found this book, some places I go to a meeting, they talking about everything in the book where y'all can kiss my ass. And I'm just keeping it real. Right, it's in here because it said it deals with spiritual matters. Right, so you know what color is clean? I'ma open it up. What color is clean? Like I said, man, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I ain't got my eyeballs stuck to nobody peephole, sweating with the pipe over there, waiting until I stop geeking, waiting until I stop sweating before I can go hit the pipe again, and go right back to the peephole. So that's what color clean is. I want to thank y'all for letting me share.